good morning, Johto. My name is Lane here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower, bringing you your weekday news for Pokemon Go, Pokemon TCG, and sometimes a little bit of Scarlet and Violet as well. If you'd like to find more Good Morning Johto, you can on Twitter at GMJohto. You can send us an email at goodmorningjohto@gmail.com. If you would like to join our Discord, it's free within the show notes. If you'd like to help us to get to GoFest this year, you can by our Patreon, patreon.com/goodmorningjohto. Be like our interns, Nick, Kyle, Jamal, Green Tea, Rachel, our board operators, Polly D and Mikey A, and our senior producer, who I believe, because I've talked to the senior producer, has never listened to this show, just someone that really wants to support Pokemon Go content. It's crazy to me. I know a lot of these people may have forgotten, or this is, I like your idea, I'll support you. Sure. Yeah, whatever. So funny to me. All right. They are all proud patrons of Good Morning Johto. You can buy a bag of Good Morning Johto Java Blend coffee or just give us a 5-star review wherever you listen to the show. You do not have to help out financially. I am not doing the show for the money. Neither Good Morning Johto or everyone here at the Goldenrod Radio Tower are doing it for money. Professor Oak may be the only one that is making crazy money at it, but everybody else, we're just doing it for the love of the game. Like I said, we bought our hotel for the big event, GoFest, couldn't remember it, and then we are getting ready for, we got to get our tickets, get some extra stuff, and that's what all that money will be going to. That is everything for the intro. Let's go ahead and get into some Pokemon Go news. Today is wonderful March 14th. You know what? Today starts at 10 a.m. local time. Going into March 18th, we're going to be in Weather Week. That is double Stardust for catching Pokemon with a Weather Boost to earn extra dust and increased chance to get those shiny cast forms. That's your normal, your sunny, your rainy, and your snowy. All of those cast forms will have a good chance to be shiny. The Wild Encounters, we talked more about that on Tuesday. Field research tasks, we will talk about hopefully more tomorrow when we know more about how to get them. Collection challenge and Pokemon showcases will start today as well. This weekend, we talked about yesterday, was we have a Primal Kyogre coming up this Saturday, or this Sunday rather. Gosh, Primal Kyogre Saturday, this Sunday is Litten Community Day, the 16th, running from 2 to 5 p.m. your local time. It is triple XP, double candy for catching, double candy, a chance for double XL candy with trainers 31 and up. Lure modules and incense will be 3 hours. Take a few surprise snapshots for something special. One additional special trade for a maximum of 2, and trades will require 50% less Stardust. Be on the lookout for showcases during this time for Litten. This is a great and wonderful shiny. The palette, the changes to like a mostly like white and white red family, looks really great. The Litten during the time will be boosted by sunny weather. If you have it, Torkat, you can evolve into Incineroar to get the community day move of Blast Burn. Now, that's not the only move we're getting. Darkest Lariat will be now available to be used as a charged dark type move that I believe you can just use with a regular charge TM. There will be a ticket or for $1 or your equivalent pricing tier for your local currency. This is, let's see here, you can gift it, you can get it. This is just for more ways to get encounters with shiny or the Litten and maybe some more shiny Litten. Torkat will be in 4-star raids during that day from 5 to 10. You can join these only using regular raid passes and premium. You cannot join through remote, and you'll have 30 minutes of Littens appearing around you more, and it is a bunch. Once you complete the, you'll get around the gym. Yep, we talked about that. Shiny, yeah, we're all out of the sink today. Web Store Community Day Bundle for $9.99. US Ultra Community Day Box with 120 Ultra Bowls, 15 Silver Pineapple Berries, 6 Incubators, and 1 Incense. In-game bundles will be for 1,350 Pokecoins, 50 Ultra Bowls, 5 Super Incubators, 1 Elite Charge TM, 5 Lucky Eggs. Or 480, you get 30 Ultra Bowls, 1 Incense, 3 Supers, and 1 Lure Module. Stickers will be available as well. Use those fire types like Mega Charizard, Houndoom, or Blaziken to get those mega bonuses. Now, today is Thursday, so you know what that means. Tomorrow is Friday, the end of the week. I still don't even know what we're covering tomorrow. Well, maybe it was something funky. Always comes up to be a little different because we cover a lot of it, but maybe we'll get news because last week we did get a good bit of news. But tomorrow we'll be switching up to Master League Open, and we're keeping a Spring Cup Great League Edition around for another week. So tomorrow, the 15th through the 22nd, here is your top 10 if you forgot that from last week. 10th place is Superior with 9th place Tentacruel Shadow. 8th place is Empoleon with that legacy move Hydro Cannon. A Bomb of Snow with Weather Ball Ice and Energy Ball. Pelipper in 6th with Empoleon Shadow in 5th. Tropius that region locked in 4th place, but we've had a lot of ways to get that from shakeups. In 3rd place, we have a Bomb of Snow Shadow. 2nd place, Ferrothorn. And in 1st place, Fairy Wind, Overheat, and Brutal Swing, Galarian Weezing. Some honorable mentions that are too cool. We got Galassipod in 18th, Carbink in 19th. Let's see, so many other Poliwrath people like. Ivysaur, Grovyle, Roserade. These are some really cool ones. Go-Goat, if you have one. See, I really like those. Those are really sweet, the different ones, but maybe we'll see Go-Goat a little more in the future. We didn't have any ads the day to day. Our sales weasels did not get us one, but we'll cover some TCG really quick. We have a Challenge of Doom Fights Forever. That's 45 trainers. Let's go over that top 8. I love covering the VGC stuff yesterday. I think that was super awesome. In 8th place, we have Wolven Panic that I believe dropped out maybe before top 8 with Roaring Moon. We have in 7th place Red Water. Looks like, this is a Roaring Moon, Mew EX, Absol, Galarian Moltres V, and Squawkabilly. In 6th place, we have Chinpel Excalibur with Blazy 36, taking up 5th place with Lugia Archeops. We have Archangel 28 in 4th place with a 5-1 finish with Roaring Moon. With 3rd place, Crash from Australia with Mew Genesect. 2nd place, Jam 0828 with Snorlax Stall with that Pidgeot goodness. And winning it, getting close to a swan song, Mew Genesect 5-1 by Catherine S. Congratulations to all those wonderful trainers and their basically whatever winnings they got. Let's see what winnings they got. I never look too much. The prizing was to be announced, and that was a tournament that happened now in the past. So can look at the to-be-announced prizing. We did get the sound of the day. Jeff was able to get us an Incineroar yesterday. Jeff, what sound did you get us today? Thank you so much to Jeff and my partner, Pokemon Ludicolo. Thank you to all you wonderful trainers. I cannot wait to see you in New York. We'll probably hype up a lot in New York, even though I know it's in a few months. But we still have a few more weeks to go, and you know what else we have? Tomorrow, a wonderful Friday. Hopefully it's sunny for you. Trainers, I'll see you bright and early back tomorrow morning.